What I'd like to do is tell the story, and I'll take some liberties with the Bible from time to time. Some of it will be apocryphal. I trust, I hope, that all of it will be faithful to the overall story that the Bible is telling us. Now, one of the things I must warn about in all of this is that I will be talking about these things which don't particularly seem to be very holy or pious or uplifting, for goodness. And we think, well, now, wait a minute. The Bible is supposed to encourage us to live in the love of God. What are you doing, Gil, talking about all that stuff? Let me remind you, the problem is that we get caught up in this melodrama. That's what keeps us from living in the love of God. So the Bible not only has the ultimate goal of encouraging us to live in the love of God, but because we're distracted from that by this fascination with the melodrama, the Bible has this other penultimate or lesser goal that it has to spend a lot of time dealing with, and that is to snap us out of it, to make us wake up from that little fascination with the melodrama, and to say to us, hey, there's something more important going on here. You're only alive once. The universe has been going for 15 billion years. It's going to go for another 15, probably. You've got your, if you're lucky, 70. What are you doing? Wasting it, like Mrs. Shortley, on what's happening on the red clay road when the peacock's right there in front of you. See, I'm mixing metaphors. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Bible is saying, you got to wake up out of it, and it's giving us texts that are designed to say, hey, we're trying to do it differently. We're trying to live in a different cosmos.